This is what you can expect from our next episode of CodeCast.
We'll be talking about chatbots and messenger bots, how they have impacted on businesses and the pros and the cons.
I would say if you're a beginner and just starting, you might need to use a platform that takes off all the coding aside and just helps you build a chatbot using like conditions or blocks. So you have platforms like Chatfuel, that at least break down those steps, and you can basically just make your own sort of block and logic without learning how to code.
Number one is if you have a business, regardless of the size. I think if you have a business, you need to think about having a chatbot. Secondly, if you are intending on appealing to customers in different geographic locations, this is going to help you.
You might want to build like an app or an e-commerce store, and you don't want to spend a lot of time investing in building an app. Like, you want to just figure out, do I have customers for this, or how do users respond if I was selling this sort of product?
I'm speaking from experience, clients. One pro of having that chatbot actually is it helps you weed out spammers. But again, one con is that the way people ask questions sometimes, depending on what their geographic location is,
out.